Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, one of the wines that has been really emerging in the last 15 or 20 years, I remember the first time you and I ever had one when we had a Condrieu at a tasting.
Yeah.
Is Viognier. It's such a wonderful alternate to Chardonnay that I think really deserves some attention.
And well, people really have gravitated to it, and it's being made all over the world now.
Yep.
Used to be just like 20 acres in France.
Northern part of the Rhone Valley.
That's right. Here's three that I enjoyed very much. The first is from Mendoza, Argentina. It's the first time I've had one from there. Las Perditas. It's a Viognier 2024, $13. And this is made in the drier style of Viognier, and it's the first one I've had from Argentina. It starts with a nice nose of lemon blossoms and celery leaves, very, very fresh. The wine is quite light and bone dry. In the mid palate, there is a decent amount of fruit. I was getting things like Meyer lemon and green peas with a touch of bitterness in the finish.
Sounds pretty cool.
It is. It is. And there is a nice kind of everyday quality about this wine that I thought, yeah, this is really decent. So that's Las Perditas Viognier from Mendoza. $13. I liked it pretty much. Now, here's an old friend, and we should have every reason to respect this wine. This is Klein's Viognier from the north coast of California.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job with this for a long time.
They have. 2023, also $13, and a really, really good value. This is a very decent entry-level Viognier with correct flavors and a bit of richness. The wine starts off with a nose of honeydew melon, spring flowers, and a touch of earthy papaya. All exactly what you'd expect. The wine is dry, but it does have pretty respectable fruit that I think kicks in mid-palate. There's the softer citrus flavors that kind of dominate. I was thinking of pink grapefruit, for instance. There's a kind of a grassiness that floats over the top of that, and then there's a bitter note that appears in the finish. Again, that seems to be a common feature of these wines. The finish is nice, and it's nice and long, and that's where I discovered a nice burst of acidity that kind of cleaned everything up.
Wow.
So I thought it was really nice. The Klein Viognier, if you're not familiar with it, with that variety, that's a really good one to start with. Very, very respectable. Now, one that really knocked my socks off, Hugh, and this is a tremendous value, $15 for Comtesse Marion Viognier from the Pays d'Arc.
Okay.
In France, the south of France. And this is first-rate Viognier from its homeland. And its color is just a little bit richer, gold. And I like that. Its aroma featured citrus, olives, and whetstones, which is very sophisticated. The wine trots out a series of impressions. A soft, velvety kickoff, a burst of ginger in the mid-palate, and then a pleasantly bitter finish. On the whole, the wine is quite dry, but the fruit makes it very, very entertaining. As far as food matches, it would go really well with something like rockfish with a nice creamy sauce to it.
Wow.
So, very, very impressive. Comtesse Marion Viognier, my wine of the week. And at $15, this is a tremendous value. I served it at dinner the other night, and people were really in love with it. A very impressive wine. So go out and get some Viognier, folks. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.